Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as I regard. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl, MZ _STL on Twitter. Let's chop it up. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse _radio at Twitter. Thank you for tuning in, to tune on in. We appreciate that. Sunday fun day. Let me get the rest of this dynasty in the building. My girl Niecy, that dude, rap star. What's the deal, y'all?
Hey.
What's popping, everybody? What's good, man?
What's going on?
What's popping with you, Niecy? What's popping with you, STL?
Slow mo, dog.
I'm over here falling apart, but I'm all good.
I said, let me take this off.
I'm over here falling apart, but it's all good.
Don't fall apart. Pick your pieces up and keep it pushing. What you doing?
Ain't that what they told me? That what they told me to do? Pick my pieces up. Hopefully, I don't slip out.
Well, I got a little story, Niecy, that maybe, you know, cheer you up a little bit. This week I've been playing Exterminator. It's crazy. Just yesterday, I'm chilling. The wifey, she's sitting there straightening her hair and everything like that. I'm sitting there chilling. All of a sudden, she screams. And I'm looking. I think, you know, she burned herself or something like that, but she said she's seen a little mouse. So I was
hell no.
I
can imagine.
I go.
Time.
Now check this out. A lot of the pest problems that we have, we get, you know, from the next door, the people next door. I told y'all before I hired an exterminator and do it, but, you know, these little motherfuckers keep coming back. So what I did was I got my Tims on, went into the kitchen. I think it was a retarded mouse because it wasn't as active or it wasn't as fast as it was. But I went and I kicked it. And it was injured. So I went upstairs. I got my new Tims on, so I didn't want to, you know, have anything on my new Tims. So I went upstairs, got my old Tims. I got my old Tims, came back downstairs, and I was like, what, little nigga? I said, you know what? You ever heard that song by Young Buck called Stomp? And I got the motherfucking stomping, man. Got the motherfucking stomping.
You killed Mickey. Crip you bastard.
His... Man, I crip boxed all over his ass, man. I was not fucking playing. Earlier this week. Man, fuck that little nigga, man. Everybody know Mickey Mouse was a racist anyway, so he had it coming. But earlier this week, you know, I'm sitting there. Man, he got a tan Timberland, 10 and a half size Timberland boot up his ass. Earlier this week, me and wife, we cooking, you know, she was cooking pollo frito and arrozón. If people don't know, that's fried chicken and rice. And I was cooking my plantains. I'm sitting there, I'm cooking plantains and everything like that. I got them in the oil and the grease, they popping. I step out to the kitchen, just one second, in the living room, came back out. There was a mosquito, fried his ass, right on the side of my pot where my plantains was. This nigga committed suicide trying to get my plantains because they were so fucking good.
Shit, he was hungry too. Shit, y'all was in the bath. He was hungry and polite ass. Mm-hmm. That's rude.
Nah, I've been having, like you know, mom, you know, when we cook and we have the window open because it get hot and everything like that, and the moths come in, and there's been a couple moths who crash landed on my stove and died instantly because of the heat, you know. But this motherfucking mosquito was really trying to get my plantains, and I don't know if he got burned by the grease itself or just died by contact on the heat of the pot, and it was on the side of the pot, just melted.
You rude. He wants to
y'all
eat,
do
look.
Got a y'all do look, got abundance gotta... of abundance. Wait a minute, y'all do got abundance of moths out there. I ain't gonna lie, y'all do. They big as hell out there.
Uh huh.
Them moths huge
bigger
out
than butterflies.
There. I don't know what it, cause y'all ceilings are
you
high.
Big as butterflies.
Mm mm. No, them
bigger
motherfuckers is huge. Yeah. They moths out there is big.
Yeah.
I ain't never
so
seen
in other words,
like
if I come there, I need
that.
To come in full hazmat gear then, or
them moths.
Man,
because I ain't never seen a moth that big. Them bitches is huge.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you gotta wear a net and bring some Timberland boots along too, because you know you gotta get the stomping on these motherfuckers.
Hey, look, I wear Tim's all year. So look, if I come, nigga,
word,
I'm bumping heads. But let's go get off into these dollhouse announcements, and we'll be right back. Let's go, dollhouse.
Shit.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
My G right there, I do that. And if you're just tuning in, you heard we're All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something to say. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again, it'll take it back. But where they do that at? Rap Star. Mic check.
Yo, my fault. I had to join on mute. My fault. But I got a story for y'all. This story is pretty it's been hitting the media all over. I don't know if anybody followed baseball. I've been playing baseball since I was 3, all the way 13. I'm a big baseball fan, New York Yankee, of course, Bronx. I'm from, you know, living in Brooklyn, but you know, Bronx in the house, you know. Atlanta Braves. Yeah, Atlanta Braves. We're gonna go down south on this one. The Atlanta Braves. Teammates Ozzy Albanese or Albines was consoling teammate Ronald Acuña Jr. Acuña Jr., his mom passed away. So anybody who had a parent pass away, of course, that's going to crush you mentally, physically, emotionally. It's going to damage you a lot, you know, especially the loss of a loved one, but especially a parent. His teammate, you know, took it upon himself to console him. Who wouldn't, you know, in a time of need like that where, you know, a parent is, you know, deceased. But this was actually crazy. You could actually find both of them in the dugout, where you can find Ronald basically kneeling down with his head on Ozzy's chest, and Ozzy is stroking his head intimately. This was caught on live at the game. It was being made fun of by the people, like the announcers. They was like, you know, is he giving them a massage, a head massage, a head stroke, something like that? You know, it took the media, it took social media by, you know, by storm with the reactions. And people was like, what the fuck? Like, why is a grown man stroking another grown man's head? I understand
that
his mother died or something. Yeah, his mom died. Yeah, his mom passed away. And, you know, his teammate, Ozzy, was consoling him. And, you know, he was stroking his head and rubbing his head and everything like that in an intimate way. Yeah. And the media, social media went crazy talking about, you know, this is not how men show their affection towards another man. If you looked at the video, it does look a little intimate. I never really seen a man, you know, console another man like that. The only time I would see somebody consoling somebody, like, you know, some what lovers do, you know, if you ever seen, you know, Best Man Wedding, you know how they, you know, do on there. It was kind of like that. So where they do that at, where another man is stroking another man's head, you know, consoling him, like, what's your take on that?
First of all, it's kind of a time and a place for everything. If this happened, like, suddenly, let's say the coach says during the game they get this call and he has to come out and tell this player that, you know, if you can't take it, dude, like, go back to the locker room, compose yourself, or bow out of the game. I did see the video. And they look like fucking lovers. He's sitting up there stroking that nigga, got him all in his breastplate, you know what I'm saying? Chest plate, I guess, because he's a man, but he was holding him, like, you know what I'm saying, like, to his teeth. Like, he was going to breastfeed the cat or something. I'm like, what the fuck? What are they doing? Like, the camera was all in it. So it was like a car accident. You just don't, you know you shouldn't stare, but you just don't want to fucking look away. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, it's a time about losing the mother and you distraught, you fucked up. But I feel like you getting played to do your thing on the field, and if he was that fucked up about it, one, his head not finna be in the game. He, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I think they might have been, my opinion is they could be butt buddies. You know what I'm saying? Because that's some butt buddy type of shit. You grab, come here, boo, and pull him in. Like, it ain't like he just had his arm around. Like, hey, dog, man, don't cry. The nigga face was so far in his chest, I didn't even know if he was crying or not. I couldn't tell. But it should be. I was taken back
so
by
mean.
It. I was like, what the fuck?
Y'all so mean. Y'all so mean.
I'm not mean. I'm not being mean. I'm telling you to hit the ball. I mean, you could have took it to the locker room for real.
But you can't help when you're emotional. You know what I'm saying? You just break down. It just, you know what I mean? The last thing you're doing is running in the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably had just got the phone call, your mom passed away. The fuck? thinking, oh, wait a minute, let me go in the back, let me go in, you know what I mean, in the locker room. When the pain hits you, at that moment, it just comes out. And that's not something, I don't think that was something, I don't know. I don't know their situation, but when somebody dies, when it hits you, somebody ring my doorbell and tell me they found one of my kids dead. Hell, they found my mother dead. I don't think I'm going to be running to go put a motherfucking scarf on. This bush going to be just like it is. You know what I'm saying?
But you,
I ain't going to be worried about
you at home.
Stuff. I mean,
you getting millions
getting
of dollars to hit the ball. I mean, I'm just saying it's a trick. I mean,
you're emotional. But when emotion hits you, a death, that's his mama. That's his mama. You ain't thinking about man money, man nothing. You thinking like, oh, my God. And his friend probably just consoled him. Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have been hugging him the way he was. You know what I'm saying? But then he probably just trying to get him, to, you know, to calm down. You don't think like that. Now, if I was with you and something went wrong and, you know, you doing a concert or something, you know what I'm saying? And say I was just there, your friend, you know what I'm saying? I'm supporting you, and you get a phone call, and you're supposed to get out there, and you know what I'm saying, and do your little rap or whatever, and I'm the first thing in front of you. You don't stop out. You ain't going to stop to be like, damn, well, I got papers. You probably going to break down instantly. It's an instant, you know what I'm saying? It's an instant thing. Maybe they shouldn't have been hugging like that, but you know I'm going to take that head and put it right here on my left titty. And I'm going to
when it comes to the money, look, if I let's say
I'm not looking at it in an effectual way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you never know, motherfuckers with their motorcycles, but you never know what, you know what I'm saying, what's going on at that moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to defend them. You know what I'm saying, in this situation. I don't think it was a
Absolutely.
Thing.
I mean, I feel that. But if that was what was going on, me as the coach, what did I call the coach?
They should have came forth and said something. If I was them when they started seeing that and all that, they should have been made them have a statement or something. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
I mean, you know, once
it
I mean,
the
at
whole,
that time,
obvious
at that time,
the game
man,
itself.
At that time, the one whose mom died, of course, he wouldn't have wanted to speak. You know what I'm saying? He probably needed privacy at that time. You know what I mean? He's breaking down. He's got snot boogers and all coming out. Last thing he going to do is get on the mic and be like, okay, my mom passed away. My mom died. You know what I'm saying? And his friend is there. But once, you know what I mean, shit let up and he able to have a conversation, he should have put out some type of statement, both of them. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not.
I'm
him,
hoping
but
at some point he will, because when he sees when he come out of it and he sees the footage, he, you know, because when
but
you in that state, sometimes you're thrown the fuck out. You don't know what's going on. So when he sees the footage,
friend,
he's like, "Damn, dog, concerned. You had my head on like that, dude."
But his friend that was consoling him should have already made a statement. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
I mean, it didn't have any.
Go ahead.
It wasn't about money or it wasn't about, you know, anything else. Like I said, if it was about his mom passed, I definitely understand that. You know, none of my parents have passed, but my grandparents have passed within this year and last year. I understand the pain, but the way this man was stroking this man's head, like you said about you and STL, it would be a little different for females, but with this guy, it was just a little bit.
It
was a different. It was a different stroke.
It was a
different stroke.
Come on, man. Even if you're
so mean.
Like patting him on his back, like, bro, calm down. I couldn't even see if the dude was crying. He was fucking. He was buried so far in the dude's chest. The dude wasn't looking down at him like, you cool? He was stroking his head and just looking off into the distance like they was watching a fucking movie. Come on, man. It's the time to play for every damn thing. The fuck?
I am done.
It looked like they was fucking cuddling. And if it was that bad and he was that broke up, he should have pulled him in at the coach, assistant coach, somebody should have pulled him in the back like, look, this is what just happened. Let me. Matter of fact, I know you fucked up. So let me pull you out the game because I know you finna break down. You know what I'm saying? Let me just take you out the equation altogether. And shit, man, come on. If you want to, once you hit a couple home runs and that's your boy, you go to the back. You like, hey, my dude, you good? I heard. You know what I'm saying? Your mom. I know what that feels like. You know what I'm saying? To when it comes to your mama, I rode that ride, and it is hard. But he should have went to the back and told him like, hey, this happened. Your head is not going to be in it. I don't think you're going to be any good to us out there right now. So let's keep you back here and let them finish out. You know what I'm saying? They got released. That's why the fuck they got released. Pitchers and players and outfielders, infielders, all that bullshit. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Broke
they,
back
they, I don't know.
Broke.
They look a little extra.
Broke
I'm
back.
Just saying.
Broke. That's broke back baseball for you, man.
I'm just saying. Hey, I feel for him. I know the pain. I know what he's going through. That's some fucked up shit to hear those words about a parent, a child, or whoever, somebody you care about or love. Period. But
and he couldn't be
time,
with her. He couldn't be with her at that time, probably either. You know what I'm saying? Thinking, oh, she'll be okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm. He was good. Oh, boy, Adam. He had his boy. He had him. He was good. He had him. You know what I'm saying? He was there. He was. That was some hellified emotional support. Because, yeah, y'all, next time, y'all take that shit to the back. Because y'all was looking like butt buddies to me. That's just my opinion. It does not reflect that of Dollhouse Radio.
STL.
Nah, don't be like that. I'm just saying, boy, Yeti, I'm paying you $2.27 million to get out there and hit that ball or catch that ball. I'm gonna need you to do that.
Did that. Well, then, okay.
Going
but maybe that's what they was getting ready to do. Hit the balls. I don't know.
Mm-mm, I don't know, but when he come out of it, if he was fucked up, because you don't be in your right state of mind. If he was fucked up, when he come out of it, and he see the footage, he be like, damn, nigga, why you was rubbing my head like that, though? I appreciate what you did, but why was you rubbing my head like that, dog? You know, you could be amongst motherfuckers, and they have keys, or might have been looking at your ass in the locker room, you would never know. Until, you know what I'm saying, until you break down, they be like, this is my motherfucking chance. Hey, boy, come here, I got you. I got you, my dude. Bring it in. Bring it in. You know what I mean? Bring it in. No? That's up there. Look, we got to get to a smoke break, man. Come back and put motherfuckers in the hot seat. But I don't get no date. Next time, take that shit in the back room because y'all was out there looking like some fucking butt buddy. We out, man. Come on. Break time. Why to miss you guys.
Every time they see me ballin', all my old bitches callin'. Pull up in exotic, I see a little bitch jockin'. Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her. No, I won't save her. Dollar sign to fuck, but he won't date her. About my paper. Real big shit, man, everything they look. Vans on like a skater. We eating over here, man, everything catered. She know I'm a player. She wanna fuck now, but I wanna fuck later. She been looking for a baller. Somebody that'll keep her in designer. She ain't thinking about love. She got her mind on my money. Can't get a damn thing. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her. Tryna get saved. She wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that nigga name? Got to save a hoe, man. He ain't me and I ain't him. He a bozo, I'm a real. She take after her auntie, got her mind on my money. Tattoo on her tummy, booty hella chunky. Every time I see her, she look nicer and nicer. Haters throw shade, like a sun visor. I told her that I'm broke, though I'm having my guac. Bitch, I ain't rescue Ronnie, I ain't Captain Save a Thigh. Bitch, make me rich. Follow my commands and I grant you a wish. I'm just a real one from the gravel, from the soil to mud. With some of my thugs, they never been to a club. She ain't looking for love, she just wanna take a ride with the plug. Cause she tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her. Every time they see me ballin', all my old bitches callin'. Pull up in exotic. See a little bitch jockin'. Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her.
Ain't saving them. Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you heard we're All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something you want to say. That was Ty Dolla $ign featuring E40 Save. Okay, so we on to the hot seat, man. Okay, so this is, man, the internet has been going crazy about this. Generally, it's usually a Kardashian-free zone around here for the most part. Cause then, you know, but recently, man, they've been at it on social media. It's been war of Tyson versus Kim K. This is all about body shaming. If you could believe somebody would actually have the audacity to say something about Kim Kardashian's body. So recently, she posted a picture of herself. And Tyson, he jumps on Instagram and he feels the need to comment and say that in regards to Kim K, that she's not real. And he wanted to point out that the doctor messed up on her right hip and he didn't care for it. So Kim K, of course, was like, no, right. You know, she was on some, what the, you know, don't nobody say nothing bad about Kim K, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, it is what it is. But in his case, he put that out there about her, and Kim K was pissed, of course, and felt the need to clap back to Tyson and say, we all know why you don't care for it, sis. She called Tyson sis, you know, kind of to imply that he was gay. So, of course, Tyson had to come back and, you know, stand up for himself and kind of put another tweet out there so he didn't offend the gay community and say, I stand up for anybody who can't stand up for themselves, even though I'm not gay. You know, I love my gay people. So, well, you know, was it wrong? Do you guys see it as body shaming for him to put that out there and say that about her? And was she wrong for clapping back and implying that he was a gay man? Now, Niecy, you know, you're a proud BBW, mom. So, how do you feel? And I know people always got some bullshit to say because I done said bullshit to motherfuckers on your page on the bullshit they say. So tell me, what's your impression of this?
Well, he shouldn't have been body shaming her. I don't know about all that, you know what I'm saying, that gay stuff, because not for nothing, I do have a few gay people in my family. Actually, I have a gay child, you know what I'm saying? And I'm never ashamed, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad he stood up, you know what I'm saying? Or rather, whoever stood up and, you know what I mean, apologized or whatever for the gay, saying, you know, whatever the thoughts is about the gay situation. But that body shaming, yeah, motherfuckers, if you don't like what you see, then keep it. I feel like you should keep it to yourself. I mean, somebody in the world like what the bitch look like, because the bitch is making that money off of it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's a lot of motherfuckers that don't like fat girls. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers always got something to say, but they still stay watching.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do.
They be stuck. Like, when I do lives, I do my shows, yes, which I do a show why people, you know, be wondering what a bitch is doing. You know what I'm saying? When I do my own show that I do on Saturdays, you know what I mean? And it's alive. It take a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of effort. Yes, I do have a cameraman. I mean, yes, I'm right there, but your fucking ass is still watching me. You're still watching, and I do appreciate, you know, because I can't see what people are saying. It's not me responding back to you. I have someone who actually does those things right in the same room, but y'all don't, the people don't see it. You know what I mean? So I do be appreciated when Miss STL does comment back and says something to people when they're, you know, making those negative comments. You can't please everybody. You know what I'm saying? All you could do is be your damn self. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? He's sitting there watching everything she's doing. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck? I ain't never know it. I'm a female. I ain't never know that nothing was wrong with the girl hip. Like, come on now. Daddy, you watching her that damn hard to notice the bitch's hip? That's like noticing a dent on my ass. Like, okay. You know, but when you are in the public eye, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gonna see everything. You want to take the good with the bad. You know what I mean? And not for nothing, I myself am learning to do that. Long as you keep on watching me, I know you interested. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, stop fucking looking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That girl been doing
all the
time to get paid. That bitch, I don't care how she got noticed or when she got noticed. The point is that bitch is still making her money. Like me, I still make my fucking money, whether you like it just because it's not in the same level of what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? But people still watching. They watching, exactly. They're still watching. The same fans or whatever that's watching that girl for the porn tape that she put out is the same motherfuckers who's supporting her for the shit she doing now. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The fans are faithful fans. They keep up with whoever they're interested in. So whether he like her or not, that bitch gonna still get paid. She gonna still get a check. By all means, whatever it is she choose to do it. I just can't believe that the motherfucker even acknowledging a hip. Like, come on.
He said she's not real. And the doctor messed up on her right here. That was his tweet.
Well, everybody knows the girl has some type of surgery. But goddamn.
Right.
The hip, that was some new shit in the books to go down. You know what I'm saying? But the hip,
most men
damn,
not looking at your
the ass. Yeah, that's
right,
the point.
Right,
that's
right.
I could see why she did scream. You know what I'm saying? The slur that she did, you know what I'm saying? The gay slur, whatever, because only someone in that type of situation would even notice that. You know what I'm saying? Or another woman could notice it, but I never even known a straight man, to notice something so, you know what I'm saying? So catty.
Minute to most people.
That's
yeah,
catty,
most people
though.
Not looking
like,
at her head.
Everybody know the girl done has some enhancements. It's a lot of bitches who had enhancements. God damn it, I want some.
As soon as you get that
money,
that's the first thing they do.
Okay. I don't want all that. I don't want to be all fake. You know what I'm saying? I just want to take my own shit and put it in other places. You know, but I ain't putting no cement in my motherfucking ass. I'm not putting having one half of my butt be hard. Them bitches, good when the years to come, they shit going to be, this going to be fucked up. You know? I'm already falling apart. But at the end of the day, I can't believe he even noticed that shit. A hip, though? Come on now. What the fuck?
Do you think
where they do that at?
I agree with Niecy. Like, why would you have to point out that she's fake? Like you said, everybody knows that she got, you know, plastic surgery, you know. There was no reason for him to point that out. Maybe it was jealousy. I don't know. He tried to holler at her at one point, and she turned him down, and he got something to say. You know, because out of the clear blue, you just
that's a good one.
It's just like what we said last week about Nick Cannon about him saying what he said about, you know, monogamous relationship. Everything has a cause and effect. So for him to actually come out and say you fake Well, what's the cause of you actually saying that? Because it doesn't make sense for you just to jump out the window like that. Something must have happened. You know what I'm saying? So something's going up on there. No reason for him to, you know, jump out the window like that. Even if she is fake. Okay, yeah, we all know that. Who cares? Kanye loves it. So,
Most of these chicks that is in, you know what I'm saying, Cali and Vegas and all that, you know what I'm saying? Most of them in celebrities at that level of a celebrity have some fake body parts. Hell, there's some strippers,
right.
They got fake body parts mostly. At least they paid the right money for theirs and they ain't going to back alley, you know what I'm saying, get shot up with something. You know what I mean? They did it the right way. But it is what it is. That bitch still getting a check. Are you kidding? Just because someone, I mean, come on now. He jealous. That's got to be jealousy. That's jealousy and envy. I mean, it's a wrap, dude.
My thing is, if I don't want to see your content, I don't fucking follow you. Why? If you feel that way or you have certain feelings towards her, why do you follow her? That's what a lot of times when Nisi do her thing, and she does a lot of lies. So when she do her lives and people say catty shit, I'm like, well, why the fuck do you even follow her page? You know who she is. You know what she do. You know how she get down. You know she do her lives in lingerie. So what the fuck? Why do you follow the page then, but you in the comments talking shit, bitch? Why you watching?
When you first come on, you see me in fucking lingerie. You know, the heading in my show, because it is my show. You know what I'm saying? It's about me, and it's about other bringing the porn to the music. You know what I'm saying? It's helping other people get known, bringing my fans. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be surprised who be watching my shit, especially when a bitch sometimes have poor numbers of 300,000. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers be wanting to know, well, who voting for you? Who doing this and who doing that? Motherfucker, my supporters is doing that. That girl got supporters. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, because the bitch is getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. He's just jealous. I think that is jealousy. Everybody done came out, you know, at her husband repeatedly. So now they just looking for, you know, come on. A hip? No, I can't even get over that. That's some brand new shit. A hip. That's like talking about her baby toe. Come on now.
There was some clapback about him saying or feeling the need to let people know that he liked gay people, but he's not gay. Was he wrong for that, or that was just him protecting his brand? What do you think about that?
I think he was protecting because he knew he was gonna get the back.
That was him protecting his brand. I think it was probably him protecting his brand,
but he knew he would get a backlash because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like the comment, he knew it would be a backlash. My father's dude, you know, be like, "What the hell?" Mm-mm.
Now we know.
Well, making
don't
a
like
comment like he made though, but let's keep it real. Making that type of comment about a hip, like that's so fucking. Like I know I'm a petty bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because November's coming, and I'm about to get real petty in November. But, you know, I'm just dropping lugs because, you know, people need to know it's going to go down. But anyways, that is some really, like, that's some girly type of shit. For him to even notice a hip, like, who the fuck? So, you know, is he straight? Or is he gay? Or is he bi? Inquiring minds want to know. I mean,
I'd be like,
that's a good question. You never know who's listening, Tyson. The people want to know. What's up, my dude?
I mean,
you
just
because
you got
like,
all it's a lot of bisexual and gay guys that's built like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, true
it's
that.
Shit. That's a lot of
absolutely.
Them. You know what I mean? Each its own. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me, but I mean, I have gay friends. You know what I'm saying? I have gay people in my family. You know what I'm saying? It's each its own. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't make a difference. You know? Okay. There's some sexy ass gay men. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be like, well, damn, why just a waste of me? But
good
I mean, good me for me, not for them. But you know, each his own.
Hell of dinner.
He wrong, though. I feel that's wrong. That was wrong. That was wrong. That body shaming, that's not cool. You know that girl got a lot of fake parts. Shit, that's old. Come on now. That's jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he won't get this done.
Don't do it.
Who would take the time to do that? Like,
he's going
to
get them hips to match the muscles. He want a muscle hip. He gonna get him some ass. That's just my opinion.
That's retarded. You could say some rap star dude.
Rap star.
I was like, who would actually take the time to do that, man? Like, people would just be bored, man. Like, why would you? Like I said, I don't understand. It got to be some jealousy, cause it just don't make sense for, like you said, Niecy, the do something that delicate. Like I remember, I was talking to somebody. I was buying clothes one day, and I was going into the store. It was actually my former job. That's a hip hop clothing store. And I worked. I was the only male there. I was the only male there, and it was like one gay guy that worked there. And I'm trying to see what clothes match and everything like that. And the girls was like, "No, you should wear this with that." I'm like, "But I hardly have this color." They was like, "But you got that color on your shoe." I was like, "Who's gonna pay attention to that much of a color on my shoe to match my hat?"
You gotta coordinate.
But that's the type of details. That's the type of attention that females and also gaming, they have that sense of, you know, details where I'm not like a person like me, I wouldn't even think, like, if I'm wearing, you know, red, white, if I'm wearing black and white, for example, and I have just a hint of gold on my hat and I got a hint of gold on my shoe, I ain't going to notice that, oh, it matches with the gold hat on my hat, but they will. They'll be like, yeah, it matches with the gold. I'm not even thinking about the gold trim on my shoe. So for him to think of something that detailed, either he was fishing for something because he was jealous, or maybe he actually is, you know, that way. I just find it that was a waste of time to actually go and do that. Like I said, to say she's fake and everything like that, we know that, man. We already know.
Well, you know,
she wasn't built like that.
You know,
was
kind of quiet on things. Everybody wants to do something to trend. So when you fall out of the public eye like that, and you're not, you know, a household name like that. I mean, sometimes you just throw some shit out there, and then they want to, oh well, my Facebook got hacked, my Instagram got hacked. Shit, fuck it, lie, nigga, lie, say your shit got hacked. Then. You know what I mean? Like, just throw the hat out there. That's the first thing people want to say. Well, I got hacked. Well, damn it, you got hacked and talking about it here. But anyway, I just had to get everybody's, you know what I'm saying, if, you know, see what how everybody felt about that. But we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to do a quick break, and we're going to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. Let's do some Lone Star J. They mad. Let's go. He mad.
Niggas mad and I love it, mad and I love it, and I love it. These bitches bad and I love it, mad and I love it, and I love it. These niggas mad and I love it, mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, you fuck it. They mad, they mad, they mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, you fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. Hoes never call. All of a sudden she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall, and she just trying to get nugget. Damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. The heat'll freeze a nigga. That's cold blooded. Met me in the game, now they can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't. Hard as me, who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it.
If you're just not tuning in, that was that Lone Star J. They mad. You heard with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. We in them honey dip thoughts. Niecy, what you thinking, girl? Honey dip?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened. But anyways, you know, I got some haters. That's trying to work real hard. Uh-oh. It takes a lot of fucking energy from you dumbass motherfuckers. You know, I'm not going to give your name like you on social media constantly giving mine. Oh, I want to thank you for all the fucking followers because you've been blowing up my motherfucking little Instagram and it's a whole new Instagram page. Thank you for helping me with that because I don't pay for fucking followers. but I've been nominated for an award that I didn't even promote. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I have a great graphics artist who does magnificent on all my fucking flyers. And I only promoted for the two awards, Fashionable and BBW of the Year. Granted, I haven't been shooting a whole lot this year because I've been doing other things. See, I'm not a one-trick-minded person. You understand what I'm saying? I do a lot of other things. I work a regular job. I'm the sole provider for my six-bedroom house. I have my own show, Honey's After Hours Spot, which I am in the process right now of, you know what I'm saying, building the sponsorship for that. Also, yes, I have an eyelash brand about to drop. Yes, I've already, quite a few people have already just seen a couple of the pair of eyelashes. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain thing about trademarking. You know what I'm saying? Real branding. Everything in my life is not just porn. Oh, and let's talk about this. I'm about to be in a movie called Shot Fired Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? See, everything in my life is not just porn. I'm not a one-trick pony. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm still a mother every day. A single mother, proudly single. So when you, because you worry motherfuckers that's so fucking worried about what I'm doing, nigga, I only promoted for two categories, but got picked up for three. What the fuck? My fans fuck with me. If your fans fuck with you, it'll be a whole different motherfucking thing. Yes, you know, the fans that you be so concerned about that support me are actually the ones who follow my other shows. My motherfucking clip stores, why, you know, I got this motherfucker telling me that my website isn't a traditional website. What's your ideas of traditional? Is it because I don't use CC billing? Well, bitch, first of all, I'd be concerned about using CC billing because I'm not dropping $1,000 for some shit that may not make $1,000 in 1 month. I have no idea, but what I do know is my fucking clips sell, and I don't give a fuck if I don't never shoot a motherfucking gig. Long as I keep making my money from those clips and shit that is up there, and I still get that goddamn check from it, I'm happy.
That way.
If you have a fucking problem with it, then motherfucker, send me some of your motherfucking money, and I'll be happy. But
you'll crawl up under a rock on them, Niecy.
Huh?
You'll crawl up under a rock on them. They send you a bag.
Listen, okay. Bitch, I'm busy trying to brand on other things. Guess what? Porn, I love it. But it isn't the end of it. It isn't where my life stands.
Right.
A motherfucker, how you think you're going to do porn forever and not get, you know what I'm saying, use the name that you build and brand into other things? Bitch, I only been in this fucking industry 7 motherfucking years. The end of August was 7 fucking years. And I have accomplished some things.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm working on the next level, the next phase in my motherfucking life. So
right.
When you want to hate, motherfucker, because you didn't know what I was doing, I've just told you what the fuck I'm doing. Educate yourself on a old black bitch. How about that one? Since you want to say this old bitch. Motherfucker, this old bitch came in this industry only 7 years ago. You motherfuckers been in this goddamn industry for fucking 15, 10, 15, 20 years, and you still doing the same motherfucking thing. It ain't here shit. Just listen here. You win it. Let's hit your own fucking kids. You know, and yes, these are sad. You know what I'm saying? Or should I say your girl's kids? You know what I mean? You done came in. Is that what you call things that you did with yourself and disappear for 5 years? I'll tell you something. When I disappear, it's because I'm doing something else. I'm doing something more. You think because you disappeared for 5 years that you stay on your hiatus? Well, motherfucker, why? What was you doing during the 5 years? Because if you was on your hiatus or whatever, for whatever your criminal, whatever the fuck was going on in your fucking life, why wouldn't you and your girl be shooting shit? I would give a fuck if it was solo shit. Why wouldn't you been doing that for the 5 years? You should have a motherfucking catalog like tall as me, and I ain't even that damn tall. I'm only 5'5". Come on. Are you kidding?
When motherfuckers don't know your business, they make shit
what?
Up as they go along. You know when motherfuckers
yes,
don't truly know your
don't
business,
know
when they don't
I'm
see
doing.
You, they make their own shit up.
Guess what? I managed to pop my motherfucking ass up at these conventions, these events. I don't make them all. Once again, I have a job. Second of all, I'm a single mother, and I do support my children no matter how old they
True.
Are. I play that fucking part. I have a motherfucking child on a motherfucking dean's list in fucking college, and guess why she's there? Because I'm a put my foot in your ass type of mother. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I play a very big. I don't have to pray that she's going to do this and she's going to do that. Like I see the motherfuckers putting on social media, I hope my daughter go to, or my son or whatever go to college. No, bitch, mine is in goddamn college. And guess who takes care of that? Me. So at the end of the day, when you talk about a bitch, you need to understand, you need to know, check what the fuck you're talking about. You're so concerned. My fucking fans, they support me, you goddamn right. And I love each. When I say hashtag I love my motherfucking fans, you're motherfucking right. From the bottom of my soul, I definitely do love my fans. They support me in anything and everything that I fucking do. And I am very happy. I'm very happy. But I'm going to see you in November while you run around telling motherfuckers. I haven't even seen it. But, I mean, I got motherfuckers sending me inboxes and shit. Y'all motherfuckers, come on now. You talk so – you don't talk shit and then get scared. Don't talk shit and
don't
talk about you going to call security.
Game up.
Don't talk shit and tell motherfuckers you're going to call goddamn security. So when I come in the fucking building, bitch, let me tell you something. One thing for sure and two things for certain. You're going to believe it, do what's going to be done.
Somebody said they was going to call security?
Yes, they gon' security will never
get
let
the
this
fuck
happen
out
to a bitch. Come for me? You for me? You're gonna call security for little old me? Say little old me. No, I'm old. Little old me? You're gonna call security because motherfuckers know I'm about that fucking life. Because they know I'm about that life.
They can't know that.
Bitch.
They don't know that.
They know it.
They don't know.
They know it. That motherfucking internet thugging shit. I done told these motherfuckers before. And it's a damn shame that quite a few of the Dial House Radio people have had an issue with this company, these people. You know what I'm saying? Quite a few. Like, come on, you must have never thought I wasn't going to use my platform to blast your motherfucking ass. Oh, yes, and when I do, but I'll never say your fucking name. But you can call in. You can call in this show, the next show, the next show, the next show, or you can call in on my motherfucking show on fucking Saturdays. Bitch, I'm available. I'm about it. I'm about
we
it.
We
want to
hear from you. You know who you are, damn it. 646-595-4038. Hit the one.
Smoke-ass motherfucker. How you going to call security on a bitch? Come on now.
Security.
The very bitch that you popping shit
security.
About. These people have so much beef. How you going to call security? Oh, you calling them today for what the fuck going to pop on in November? Bitch, ain't nobody stupid enough to do it inside the motherfucking place. But, bitch, the city and the state is very big that we're all being.
That way.
And trust me, I have people that live in that city, in that, actually in that state.
They know what you look like, but bitch, you don't know what they look like.
Don't get mad. Mm. Step your game up.
You mad because somebody voting for me. Come on. Wait a minute. This is my favorite. They say that I vote for myself. Well, bitch, who else I'm going to vote for? You could vote one time a motherfucking day.
What kind of shit is that?
Listen, you could vote one time a day. You could vote one time a day. As far as I know, one time a day. Before I go to work and when I get up, I fucking vote for myself. That's 45 fuck. Okay, since the fucking they just started the nominations. It was 45 days, 30 days. Bitch, if you think that's how I got nominated, then you's a goddamn fool. Because one person voting every fucking day is 40 or 45 fucking votes, whatever the fuck, how many days it was. You think? Because according to when I talked to the people at Urban X Awards, they told me that it's thousands. Bitch, I'm one motherfucker. But this thousands of fucking votes was on there. Thousands per person. So that means millions, you fucking retard. So you tell me who the fuck is supporting me. Fucking fans. You dumb fuck. Goddamn. Is you a top or a bottom is what I want to know.
Though. We appreciate
yes, because
the haters
I appreciate
too.
It. And why the motherfucker popping shit about my management? Motherfucker, are you kidding me? I'm happy with my manager. I definitely don't need a motherfucker like you.
They went after your manager.
I can't say yes. Talking about my route. Are you fucking kidding? The motherfuckers know I go through. I'll go the fuck off on your ass about Ralph. Because at the end of the day, yes, he's my manager, but I can't also say he's a very good friend. Not just for me, but for my children too. My children have a relationship with him also. And he manages one of my kids also. So at the end of the motherfucking day, what you don't know is what's really going on. And guess what? He don't manage her in porn. There's other things that we have going on. Dumb fuck. But don't worry. I'll be doing my show on Saturday, and you will be, half of the topic. But we'll never say your name, because unlike you, we won't send you any recognition. You know what I'm saying?
Just get tune in. You have to tune in. You know what I mean? Coming for you. Shots fired.
Every day. The right way. Stupid ass.
Shots fired. Coming for you.
You want to know what I'm doing.
Alone,
bitch,
dear.
I'm getting to the fucking bag, motherfucker. Everything is not, I'm not a one-trick-minded person. I use the porn, which I love to do. I love the industry. I'm not going no motherfucking where. But I use that as a stepping stone to build this name, Honey Dip. And I built it all by my motherfucking self until Ralph came in the picture. That was my help. But before that, you know what I'm saying? That's who helped me to get involved in doing my own show on fucking Saturdays, to doing all the other things that I do, to getting the product, to getting the you know what I'm saying, making agreements and stuff for the movie I'm about to do. Come on, motherfucker. You gonna be still shooting the next bitch with a goddamn end with your camera. Motherfucker, I'm moving on.
Boom.
And when I want to throw these motherfucking legs up and get shot, and you know what I'm saying? Get this pussy, you know, and get my pussy in a picture, I'll do that too.
Hey, Honey Dip, shout out your
pussy.
Show Saturday. Shout out your show for Saturday and let them know how to reach out and touch you, man. We about to get up out of here.
Honey's After Hours spot every Saturday at 11:45 p.m. And yes, I'm in lingerie. The fat girl's in lingerie.
Yeah.
Yes, I am interviewing all type of musical artists, people in my motherfucking city. Yes, in Buffalo, as you wanted to so clearly, put that out there. It's a lot of people in my city who are doing music, who need somebody to help them push their brand. And that's what I do. And I'm fucking good at it. So you want interested in seeing me? Check me out, Honey's After Hours spot every Saturday, 11:45 ish nigga time, and Niecy Honey Dip on everything.
It's your boy Rap Star. Hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez, and my music fan Facebook. theresurrectionofhiphop.com. That's Rap Store, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on Twitter, 412. Hit me up on YouTube, Rap Store, 412. Hit me up on Instagram, Rap Store, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Check out my newest joint, Holla. It's still banging the streets right now. It's just banging. I've been banging it every week on my day to work, man. It's crazy, man. Getting at these mumble rappers, man. Real hip-hop lives in the underground, baby.
Yeah, hey, well, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Get with us next week. We heard same bad time, same bad channel, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We going to do some throwback rap, Star 412, Mona Lisa. We out. See you next week. We gone. Go, go. Honey, here.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, catching younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love and the block of something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listen to me without you, ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on this, a way of sinning. Soon as I take the clothes off, like it was the very beginning. You my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. Please believe me when I take your picture perfect. You my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. Digging your style, and mommy, you a worker. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Lower curves from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it mad. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress to you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that protects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petals, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, guys.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, I'm mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worth it. So you should believe me when I say your picture perfect.
House Radio. I'll talk no filter. We out.